Here is your KLAM News for this Saturday morning. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, along with the Lamar's Police and the Lamar's Ambulance Services, responded to an accident last evening at the intersection of 2nd Avenue and 3rd Street Southeast. The accident happened at around 7:30 p.m. and involved a pickup truck heading east and an SUV going south. The two vehicles collided at the intersection. The driver of the pickup truck sustained non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Floyd Valley Healthcare by the Lamar's Ambulance. The driver of the SUV did not suffer any injuries. The Lamar's Police Department is investigating that accident. No names have yet been shared. U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development made an announcement Friday morning regarding a $7 million grant given to Premier Communications, headquartered in Sioux Center, to expand broadband internet to rural areas of northwest Iowa and southeast South Dakota. The announcement was made at a Sioux County family livestock farm near Haywarden by former Iowa Agriculture Secretary and now USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. Northey equates the importance of investment of extending broadband internet to the rural areas, much like during the turn of the century when rural America first received electricity and telephone services. He tells of the economic importance to have rural regions connected to broadband internet.
There's a whole data management, data recording piece from livestock buildings to crop operations that is hugely important. And it's not only about today, it's about what's coming. And so companies like Premier Communication, this area of northwest Iowa and southeast South Dakota, will be able to have businesses, homes, and farms served in a way that they could not have afforded to do that without the $7 million grant, where, again, the Premier is putting up money. They've already made large investments. They make additional investments beyond this project as well. Those kinds of things are so important to agriculture and our rural communities, not only today, but in the future.
Northey says Congress allocated $600 million to be invested for the specific purpose of introducing fast-speed broadband internet into rural regions. He says so far only a handful of companies nationwide have benefited from the rural investment.
They require a commitment by the company as well. That adds up to points. It really is in an area that almost nobody is served by effective broadband right now. So it's those little served areas, and this is the first project to receive a grant in the state of Iowa or the state of South Dakota. Actually, just about our third or fourth grant announcement that we've made across the country so far. We've got more to come, and certainly even Premier is interested in the opportunity to participate in the future as well.
Northey says in order to be eligible for that federal grant, an investment partnership consisting of state and local funding also had to be secured. He gives the statistics as to how many people will now have access to the broadband internet as a result of the approved grant.
It's about 2,300 people, several dozen farms, several dozen businesses. We all know that there'll be others that will be able to grow because of that. And so it really is a community project. And so it costs real money to put fiber in the ground, significant amount of money. And this is an opportunity to be able to get some connectivity and then build on it later. These become backbones for other projects as time goes on as well.
The USDA Undersecretary says that the return on the investment of rural access broadband internet will be staggering to calculate.
And I don't know that we have a specific number here and being able to figure out what its value is, but as we did a study at USDA to look, if we were able to have broadband everywhere, knowing how big a mountain that is to climb, but if we were, it would be tens of billions of dollars, actually $60 to $70 billion worth of value created by having that. And I think that still probably underestimates the future values.
He expands on his answer about the return investment from having rural America connected to the internet.
You know, who would have thought? Now, phone lines, when they were put in, as you mentioned, are rural electrification. But just about being able to run a milking machine and being able to call when you had an emergency. And what did it do? Well, it created connectivity to the rest of the world through a phone line and all kinds of labor-saving devices and other things. I think data management does the same. What's the next generation of technologies? That's impossible without the data capabilities, but is extremely possible, and I would argue is more likely, because we have people who can create in our rural areas too. They won't be able to create unless they have that data capacity now. So it's certainly worth billions and billions, scores of billions, to be able to have this. And this is a start, and certainly very important to the folks right here.
Premier Communications, which serves 28 communities within northwest Iowa and southeast South Dakota, made an initial investment of $2.5 million. However, a company spokesman says the actual investment, when completed, may be closer to $12 million. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds also attended that announcement ceremony. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds returned Thursday evening from a trade mission to Japan. Reynolds was accompanied on that trade tour with the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig and Iowa Economic Development Director Debbie Durham. Reynolds attended an announcement ceremony at the Sioux County Farm Friday morning and was asked about the Japanese trade tour.
It was a great, great trade mission, and we had the commodity groups. I had Secretary Naig with me as well, and with the U.S.-Japan trade agreement, there is a lot of opportunity because it makes us more competitive with the TPP countries, especially Australia, and when it comes to Pork Canada, as we met with the different individuals that are marketing our products, they saw a lot of potential for us to not only capture some new market share, but to get back some of the market that had going to Australia. So it was really productive.
As a result of the foreign visit, Reynolds says that Japanese officials showed some positive interest in purchasing additional Iowa agricultural products.
Yeah, I mean, that was the text of the conversation, that they really felt that there was a lot of opportunity not only for beef but pork as well as ethanol. There's some language in the trade agreement that would help us expand our opportunity there. Right now it is going through their Congress. It's referred to as the Diet. It's in the lower house. We were hoping that it would get out of committee while we were there, and it did get stalled just a little bit. But as we talked to the different government officials, and especially with the embassy visit, they still felt very confident that it would be ratified in their Congress or the Diet. And they wrap up their session around December 5th. So the goal, and what everybody felt fairly optimistic with, is that they would get it through and then it would go into effect the 1st of January. So that's really good news for our producers.
Reynolds says, in addition to encouraging Japanese retailers to purchase more Iowa beef and pork products, the trade mission also focused on those Japanese companies that have invested in Iowa and have businesses located within the Hawkeye State.
So it was kind of a two-phase. The commodity groups would do some meetings on their own, and then we would meet with business and industry. There's a lot of Japanese companies that are located in Iowa, so we did some calls on them to say thank you for investing in our state, and are there opportunities to expand your footprint? And so we talked about that, and then we made some additional calls to encourage other Japanese countries to invest in Iowa. So it's not only about exporting our products, but also looking for foreign direct investment into the state of Iowa.
The Iowa governor says that the delegation was able to make several pitch presentations as to why Japan would want to consider investing in Iowa. She says the U.S., and specifically Iowa, may be able to capture some of the lost market share and expand on our exports to Japan. That is a look at your KLEM News.